Track 14, 5 W's and an H. During the last track, we discussed how to use problem orientation to let clients know that having a rational, realistic, and positive attitude towards problems was both healthy and normal. In this track, we'll discuss the next step in the problem-solving process with depressed clients, problem definition and formulation tasks. Sometimes I feel like an investigative reporter who's aware of the necessary components for a well-covered story. I need to have a list of information regarding my client's problem situation. Essential features include answering the 5 W's and an H questions, which are who, what, why, when, where, and how. Providing this information enables my dysthymic child or adult to objectively view the various contexts and viewpoints in the situation they're defining as a problem. More importantly, problem definition and formulation tasks help my clients to understand what has actually happened. As you know, conclusions that are based only on partial information may be extremely misleading to the client. To assist Wendy in this process of problem definition and formulation to tasks, I suggested, take the role of an extremely ethical reporter who gathers all the facts and uses only the most reliable sources. Additionally, particularly where personal evaluations and interpersonal relationships are concerned, a reporter nearly always seeks validation among sources of information. To define and formulate her problem, I suggested that Wendy, 1. Seek all available facts and information concerning when she overeats. 2. Try to locate the source of her overeating. 3. Describe the facts in clear and unambiguous terms. 4. Identify the factors that actually make the situation a problem. 5. Differentiate relevant from irrelevant information and objective facts from unverified inferences, assumptions, and interpretations. 6. Set realistic problem-solving goals. As Elsa stated, "But when I saw you write down aging, I didn't even want to think about it. Yet I do think about it all the time. I guess I really believe that even with the antidepressant medication, I still think about things very negatively." On a side note regarding Elsa and Wendy concerning medication, as you know, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, placebos often work as well as antidepressants. Also, as you're aware, according to the National Institute of Health, antidepressants don't work on a large percentage of the depressed population. Take a second to reflect on your experience with your Elsa and your Wendy regarding antidepressants. What has been your experience? Do you feel that antidepressants work well for most of your clients? What do you define as an antidepressant working or not working? Under what circumstances do you suggest the use of antidepressants to a client? If you recall, Elsa, age 67, initially had not yet begun to admit to herself her aging was a problem for her. Although she later admitted she had a problem with aging, Elsa was not initially ready to be self-honest enough to share her feelings and thoughts in the treatment session. As you saw, Elsa's problem with aging carried itself to other parts of her life. This problem definition step helped both Elsa and Wendy realize they needed to face the problem and set goals to solve it. Question 14. What are the 5 W's and an H questions?